Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I'm your host, Nasika, and please join me for just a little while for a casual convo with special co-host guests without any overthinking or overplanning. We casually explore our thoughts, personal experiences, and spiritual journeys across a range of random topics. Plus, at the end of each episode, I'll pose a few thought-provoking questions, just a little food for thought to keep the conversation going. So today, it is just I, Nasika, here to just have a quick casual convo with you all, if that's all right with you. Had something on my mind that I felt the need to talk about. I'm not sure if you guys can hear my dishwasher going off in the background. It is cleaning them dishes, okay? But, yes, I want to talk about embracing patience and having self-compassion for ourselves. So, let me get these thoughts out in my mind. Okay, the most important thing when it comes to patience, right? Let's say we are facing challenges of waiting for something. Whether it's waiting for personal growth, achieving goals, you know, to receive more clarity in relationships, getting closer with God. You know, we got to reflect on how society around us pushes us to want everything immediately. You know what I mean? Like creating that mindset through what we watch, who we even hang around because of people that we grew up with and who were always around, their influences affect our decisions, you know? So that mindset that can lead to a lot of frustrations and even burning us out. Like you feel completely burnt out, right? Like we have a rough week as it is because I'm sure everybody is just trying to do their best, whether they're working, trying to figure out, you know, how to make a living, trying to figure out how to make time for self-care. It's a lot. But like for me, myself, I'm working two jobs right now, And I really don't have much time to really do what I need to do. Like, you know, I guess in a sense of like fun going out, doing things that I like to do because I'm in sacrifice season right now. You know, like even if I was to decide to go and do something fun or something that I like to do, I'm really taking away from the sacrifice that I have to do. So it's really, you know, you got to find a balance. But then you also have to be dedicated at the same time for a certain amount of time to see it come to fruition. So that can be frustrating in itself too. But, you know, patience, patience, and being kind to ourselves is going to always get us through. Like we have to address like that, that inner critic many of us have, right? Constantly pointing out where we fall short or need to do better, you know? Like, we gotta allow ourselves some grace and understand that our Heavenly Father gives that to us. So why shouldn't we give that to ourselves, right? It's mind-boggling. Let's discuss why it's essential to quiet that voice, right? Why is it essential to quiet that voice? Because it will drive you crazy. It will play on your mind and heart to the point you might not even be able to go to bed at night. You might not be able to get that restful sleep that your mind and soul truly needs. And you know how you quiet that voice? At least with my experience, is to pray immediately. Pray it off. Throw on the Bible app. I mean, as soon as you throw on the Bible app, I'm sure everybody, when they do this, they tend to fall asleep. It's so soothing. And, you know, it just works. It works for me. So maybe I can recommend that for you all to try. Just give it a try. And praying, of course. But, you know, growth is rarely a straight path, and setbacks are just natural as we're trying to figure out this thing called life. So practical ways that I've learned thus far to practice is self-kindness. Self-kindness, okay? Even journaling. I have my best friend, she journals, and it really helps her a lot. I journal. A lot of my friends journal, you know? It's so positive, and it's so helpful. It's like a release. Even doing positive affirmations and just practicing gratitude and celebrating your small wins. That is what, you know, propels us to, you know, never give up, to keep going. You know, we have to balance the patience and self-improvement at the same time. You know, patience doesn't mean we stop working towards our goals, right? Like, in that time, we have to endure, we have to work, and we have to plan, not for instant gratification, but for long-term gratification. You know, it's about recognizing that change takes time and allowing room for growth without rushing anything. So, okay, what tips can I possibly give you all, you know, on how to stay motivated while being patient? You could write down goals and try to, you know, make it realistic and manageable. You know, setting realistic timelines as to when you can accomplish this. And be real with yourself and do something that you really want to do. Me right now, I'm doing a 21-day push-up challenge. And I'm just doing 10 push-ups every day at the very least. Some days I do 30. But at the very least, my goal is to do 10 push-ups every day for 21 days. Because they say it takes 21 days to break a bad habit. So that's what I decided to, you know, help. I decided to, you know, put that into my life so it can help me be more consistent. And just honoring, you know, doing what I said I'll do, you know, and not beating myself up because I didn't honor my goal. You know, I'm just holding myself accountable. So just pick something easy and realistic that you can stick to. I don't know, just listeners, everyone out there, God's chosen children, I want to encourage you all, you know, like, you're on your journey. It's a journey. It's not a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, tomorrow's not promised to us at all. Life is so precious. Your time is precious. Your health is precious, you know? And we have to be reminded, or we have to find a way to remind ourselves that patience and self-compassion aren't signs of, like, weakness, but strength. You know, even when we fall, that's strength, because we rise and get back up. And then we're able to reflect on how we're learning to balance and to do better for the next day, you know? Learning balance to, like, learning to balance progress with patience in our own life encourages others to want to do the same. You never know who's watching you. You never know who you're inspiring. So you must keep fighting, you know? Like, give yourselves the grace you deserve. If I can say anything, if I've learned nothing else in this life, I've learned at the very least to give myself the grace I deserve, because I am only one person. I am just still learning. There's no manual in this life. Well, you know what? The Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. The Bible's our manual, right? So read it. Read the Bible and just walk in your purpose, giving the Most High all the praise and all the glory with your talents. You know, everybody has a gift. Your gift, use it and glorify the Most High. And don't waste it. Don't waste your gift and your time on earth by being, you know, weak, by settling for less than what you deserve. It's hard to be, you know, disciplined and consistent and following through on plans, even during disappointments. But real strength is never giving up, holding yourself accountable, and following through what you said you'll do. Just believe and follow through, giving the Most High all the praise and all the glory. So yeah, in closing, I told you it was going to be long. I just had to get that off my mind. So thank you all for listening, for joining in. And please invite others to reflect on where they are and show them more patience and kindness by giving that to yourself, you know? And just remember that we're only one person. But if we look around us, because we're filled with that gratitude, God has people and things around us that are just waiting for us to just truly appreciate where we're at, because we have everything that we need. We really do. And if we don't, in a sense, it's coming. Be patient. I guess a question before I go. I wanted to ask myself, are you happy? And are you all happy? And if I can answer that right now, and I am, I am happy. Can I be even more happier? Like, sure. But for right now, I'm happy. Because I have the love of God in me and around me. And I don't take it for granted. And the fact that I'm able to give myself the grace and self-love that I deserve, I know everything will be even more amazing. I can't even fathom what He has in store for me if I just stay dedicated to Him. So please stay dedicated, be kind to yourself, and be patient. Be patient. Thank you for listening to today's casual convo. I hope it inspired you and brought you a bit closer to God. Until we chat again, remember to always speak kindly to yourself and to others. You never know what someone else is facing. Trust me, we've all got work to do. So know that I am always praying for you. And I hope you are praying for me too. May the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua Christ, be with us all, always. Amen.